各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
All the brothers and sisters, peace.
好，感谢主保守我们大家平安过了一天。
Thank God that we can peacefully have today.
好，让我们可以现在在这里一起来同心聚会。
That we can have service tonight.
小弟今天要用主是我们的牧者来跟大家做互相的勉励。
Today we're going to use the topic of the Lord is our shepherd.
好，但是在进入这个主题之前，我们先按照教会的读经进度来读诗篇的44篇。
Before we start today, let's we got to do our Bible progress. Psalm chapter 9, chapter 44, verse 9 to 26.
好，请大家翻到圣经诗篇的44篇第9节，我们要读到第26节。
Psalm chapter 44, verse 9 to 26.
那我们就用中文把它读过去。
Let's read in Chinese.
诗篇的44篇第9节，但如今你丢弃了我们，使我们受辱，不和我们的军兵同去。第10节，你使我们向敌人转身退后，那恨我们的人任意抢夺。11节，你使我们当作快乐要被吃的牛的羊，把我们分散在列邦中。你卖了你的子民，也不赚利，所得的价值并不加添你的资财。你使我们受邻国的羞辱，被四围的人嗤笑讥刺。你使我们在列邦中做了笑谈，使众民向我们摇头。我的邻辱终日在我面前，我脸上的羞愧将我遮蔽，都因那辱骂毁谤人的声音，又因仇敌和报仇人的缘故，这都临到我们身上，我们却没有忘记，也没有违背你的约。我们的心没有退后，我们的脚也没有偏离你的路。你在野狗之处压伤我们，用死印遮蔽我们。倘若我们忘了神的名，或向别神举手，神岂不鉴察这事吗？因为他晓得人心里的隐秘。我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。主啊，求你睡醒，为何尽睡呢？求你兴起，不要永远丢弃我们。你为何掩面不顾我们所遭的苦难和所受的欺压？我们的性命浮于尘土，我们的肚腹紧贴地面。求你起来帮助我们，凭你的慈爱救赎我们。以上是今天教会的读经进度。
This is our Bible verse for today.
那小弟今天要用主是我们的牧者来跟大家做分享勉励。
Today we're going to use the topic of Lord is our shepherd.
那这是因为我们都对诗篇的23篇是非常的熟悉。
We are very familiar with Psalms chapter 23.
那诗篇23篇也是我从小第一个想要把它背起来的圣经的整章。
Psalm chapter 23 is a Bible verse that I want to remember ever since I was a little.
除了我们在宗教教育里面的背圣句以外
other from our religious education to learn the Bible verse.
好，每个礼拜背个一节两节这样子。
I will remember verse by verse every week.
好，那这个诗篇二十三篇是我第一个想说要把整章都背起来的。
Psalm 23 is the chapter that I really want to remember.
哦，不只是因为它的内容比较短一点。
Not only because the content is shorter.
哦，也因为它的里面的内容是我们大家都非常的熟悉，非常的向往。
And it's that also that the content is something that we're very familiar with.
好，我都记得说有那样的图像，记着就画着这个青草地溪水旁的一些羊群。
And we can see that it's full of pastures and greens and water.
那很多的人也都是讲到诗篇二十三篇就想到这个青草地溪水旁。
So when they think of Psalm 23, they think of green pastures and quiet waters.
然后我们也都会羡慕大卫跟神有这么美好的关系。
We always think about David and God's good relationship.
好，那我们也都很羡慕说大卫他得到神的看顾，所以他得到了很多的平安，得到了很多的福气。
We also admire peace and blessing David received through God's care.
好，但在很多人当中也都认为说诗篇二十三篇那是大卫的经验。
However, many believe Psalm 23 was only David's personal experience.
为什么大卫有这样的经验，我总是没有呢？
How come they have this? David had this experience, but I don't feel the same experience.
哦，那神真的也是我们的牧者吗
？Is God really also our shepherd?
哦，那如果他也是我们的牧者
，If he's really our shepherd,
哦，那我为什么走的路好像都不是这个青草地啊、溪水旁这样子
？How come I never experience this green pastures and quiet waters?
哦，所以有些人会开始怀疑说，那神。是不是只是大卫的牧者，不是我们的牧者
？So a lot of people actually doubts that God is our shepherd, David's shepherd, not ours.
好，那我们为什么没有办法自己体会到诗篇二十三篇的美好
？Why do sometimes we fail to experience the beauty of Psalm 23?
哦，可能是我们自己对诗篇二十三篇的解释是我用我们的想法在想象。
Because it is because we interpret Psalms based on our own assumptions.
哦，因为根据圣经的记载
，According to Bible's record of David.
哦，在大卫的一生当中
，Throughout David's life.
哦，他有多少时间是可以躺卧在青草地上
？He really has time to lie on the green pastures.
哦，他有多少时间是真的可以在可安歇的水边
？How long does he have to rest besides the still waters?
哦，好像。讲起来他的一生的经历这样的时候并不是太多
It feels like he doesn't really have a lot of time to be by the water and the green pastures
好我们看到他在圣经当中他在面对哥利亚的时候
So when we take the Bible and when he was facing Goliath
好当他第一次好到扫罗王的面前说他可以去对付这个哥利亚
So when he came to King Saul to say that he can defeat Goliath
这个扫罗说你的年纪这么小
Saul said you're very young
那大卫自己怎么说
So what did David respond
在我帮我父亲牧羊的时候
So when I was shepherding for my father
有时候来了一些野兽
I come across some beasts
我会为了我的羊群跟这些野兽打仗
I will go to war with these beasts
我靠着神把这些野兽都把它打败了
I rely on God to defeat these beasts.
好，那这个外邦人，我也能够像对付那些野兽一样。
And with these outsiders, I'll also defeat them like those beasts.
因为有神跟我同在。
Because God is with me.
那接下来，在他打败了哥利亚之后
，So when he defeat Goliath,
他被这个扫罗王嫉妒。
So he was jealous by King Saul.
扫罗就开始追杀他。
So Saul sent people to chase after him.
在圣经当中记载说，他为了要逃避扫罗，他东奔西跑。
In the Bible it says that because he was trying to escape from Saul, he ran from north to south.
他甚至要跑到外邦人非利士人的当中去装疯卖傻。
So he also ran to the Gentiles to act silly.
好不容易，神把他从这些当中都救出来。
And finally, God rescued him from this hecticness.
好不容易他终于当了这个以色列的国王。
That he was able to become the king of Israel.
他也是经常的跟这些外族人在打仗。
And he always go to war with these Gentiles.
甚至他后来还要面对他儿子的背叛。
He also have to face his the betrayal of his son.
他的儿子亚撒龙在追杀他。
So Absalom was chasing after his father.
他的国家整个几乎整个都要被这个亚撒龙夺去了。
His kingdom was to be taken by Absalom.
好，这些都是我们非常熟悉的历史。
These are history that we're very familiar with.
好，那这些东西加起来，我们会觉得说，其实，在他的一生当中，可以真的在溪水旁，在这个青草地上的时间，真的不是太多。
All these things combined, we can understand that David doesn't have a lot of time to be on these green pastures and still waters.
但是他仍然能够看见，在这一切的事情当中，神都跟他同在。
He can see that even through all the chaoticness, that God is still with him.
这个神的同在让他觉得说，好像羊有牧羊人一样，同在一样的平安。
He feels like God's presence gives him peace, like the sheep with their shepherd.
在各样的患难、各样的困境当中。
Through all the craziness and chaos,
他能够感觉到神跟他同在。
That God is always with him.
所以他能够写出这样的诗篇二十三篇。
Therefore, he was able to write Psalm 23.
那我们来看一下诗篇二十三篇里面他到底写了什么。
Let's take a look at Psalm 23 to see what he has written.
在诗篇的二十三篇的第一节，他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
It says, "Lord is my shepherd; I will not be in need."
他说：“因为神是我的牧者。”
Lord is my shepherd.
所以。我必不致缺乏。
I will not be in need.
这个第一节大概就是把他整个一生当中所需要的都写出来了。
So he talks about everything that he needs in his life, and in one sentence.
他说的不是说神让我大富大贵。
It doesn't talk about being prosperous throughout his life.
他没有说我变成全世界最有钱的人。
And not to be the most wealthy on earth.
他没有说让我都变成做什么事情都是第一名的。
That I can't be, that I'm ranked number one in everything.
但是恩典够我用。
But God's grace is sufficient.
我想很多的人也都能够有这样的感受。
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have the same feelings.
也许我们不是永远都是那个第一名的人。
We might not be always be number one.
也许我们不是每一件事情都能够得到最大的利益。
Sometimes we're not always trying to gain the most benefits.
昨天晚上我们这个聚餐在摸彩的时候，我也没有摸到什么彩。
Last time, yesterday we had a raffle. I didn't win anything.
但是我们样样不缺。
But we have everything that's sufficient.
当我们需要这个的时候，我们就有。
When we need something, we have it.
我们需要各样的东西的时候，我们会发现说，神好像都帮我们预备好了。
When we are lacking something, it feels like God has already prepared this for us.
也许会有几天会担心。
We will worry for a few days.
但是这等待期间一过去，我们就会发现说，原来神又帮我们开了一条路。
But we always remember that God has paved the path for us.
我们现在的生活可能过得非常的安逸。
We feel very safe nowadays.
那我有时候也会觉得这样子。
Sometimes I feel like that also.
特别是在有时候要出差到国外去。
Especially on business trips to other countries.
因为时差的关系，好像每天都不知道肚子会饿。
Because of jet lag, I don't feel hungry at times.
然后忽然间觉得好像有肚子饿的感觉。
So all of a sudden I feel hungry.
然后也觉得说这个肚子饿的感觉有时候也是不错，因为这样比较正常一点。
It feels the hungerness is still very normal to have.
所以这个不缺乏不是说你一直都好像都很丰富这样子。
It means that you're not always very sufficient with what you have.
大卫也是一样。
David is the same.
大卫有时候觉得说他就要被仇敌追上了。
He feels like enemies are catching up to him.
但是神总是能够把他这样子救出来。
But God always helps him escape.
然后再来就是这个二十三篇的第二节。
Chapter 23, verse 2.
这个就是我们最熟悉的一个地方了。
This is something that we're very familiar with.
这里说他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in the green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
所以我们这个图像就是看到这个青草地溪水旁。
We see as a vision the lying of green pastures and still waters.
所以我们很注意到这个青草地，我们很注意到溪水旁。
We focus on green pastures and still waters.
但是我们也不要忽略了这里的主词，这里的动词。
But we don't have to overlook the subjects and the verbs.
这个主词是他。
Subject is him.
这个他就是指的这个耶和华，就是我们的神。
It talks about God, our Lord.
是神使我们可以躺卧在青草地上。
God is the one that makes us able to lie on the green pastures.
是神领我们在可安歇的水边。
That He leads us to beside the waters.
都是因为他带着我们，他领着我们。
Because God leads us to all these great things.
是他让这些事情都发生。
All this comes through God's guidance.
有的时候我们是还在这个路上。
Sometimes we're just on the way.
他要领我到可安歇的水边去。
He wants to lead us to the quiet waters.
可能会经过一些没有水的地方。
That we have to pass through some dry land.
可能会经过一些没有草的地方。
Through some patches of grassless land.
在这个一路上，可能就会有人开始埋怨了。
A lot of people start to complain on this path.
我们最记得的就是以色列百姓在出埃及的时候。
We talk about when Israelites were leaving Egypt.
大家走在旷野路上面。
So when they're working on barren land,
没有东西吃的时候就抱怨。
They have nothing to eat, then they start to complain.
没有水喝的时候也抱怨。
So they have no water and they complain.
他们那个时候不能够了解说为什么我会遭遇到这样子的没有水、没有食物这样的情况。
At that time, they don't realize why this is happening with no water and no food.
所以很多的怒气就发作在他们的领袖这个摩西的身上。
So that a lot of anger was shown on Moses.
在我们的整个的生命历程当中
，So through our lifetime，
我们不是一直都在青草地上
，We're not always on green pastures。
我们可能是在往青草地的这个路上
，We're maybe on the path towards the green pastures。
我们可能是到溪水旁的这个路上
，We're on the path to the quiet waters。
但是前面的路让我们看不见，说我们到底要去哪里
？So the path sometimes are blind to us。
所以有的时候我们会开始担心
，And we start to get worried。
我们就会想说，到底我要去的是什么样的地方
？We start to wonder where are we going。
我们来看以赛亚书三十章
，Isaiah。
以赛亚书三十章
，Isaiah chapter 30。
以赛亚书三十章，我们来看第十五节
，verse 15。
以赛亚书三十章的十五节
，Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15。
主耶和华以色列圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们尽志不肯。十六节，你们却说：不然，我们要骑马奔跑，所以你们必然奔走；又说我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。十七节，一人斥喝，必定千人逃跑；五人斥喝，你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，冈上的大旗。好，这个地方以赛亚先知他说，神曾经这样说。
Prophet Isaiah says, God said like this.
说你们得救是在乎归回安息。
So your salvation is saved with quietness and trust in your strength.
得力在乎平静安稳。
But you are not willing.
那这些人，这些以色列人，他没有办法相信。
This is the Israelites, they're not able to believe.
常常神要 为我们做一些事情的时候
，So when God was wanting to do some things for us,
我们常常就会自己站出来说，我要这样子，我要那样子。
We always put our own perspective into it.
我们都认为说神没有我们聪明。
So、we always think that God is not as smart as us.
我们都认为说只有我自己知道我的处境。
Only I know what I'm going through.
在以赛亚那个时代。
During Isaiah time of Isaiah，
那时候以色列国面对了很多外面的敌人。
So Israelites were facing the king of Israelites were facing a lot of enemies。
那时候的不管是国王或者是人民都非常的担心害怕。
It's not only the king but the civilians were also very afraid。
所以他们就要想用这个方法，想用那个方法。
So they think about many different methods。
想要跟这个国家结盟，跟那个国家结盟来对抗别人。
They want to make alliances to go against other countries.
但是神要他们要安静。
So God wants them to be settled.
说得救要归回安息。
So if you want to be settled, you have to be quiet.
你们得力是在乎平静安稳。
So you have to be peace and saved.
但是他们没有办法这样子相信。
But they are not willing.
所以他们不断的这样跑啊，不断的跑啊。
So they keep on running and escaping.
那结果就是非常的辛苦。
So it was very hard work for them.
然后也没有效果。
And it was very inefficient.
所以像在诗篇的二十三篇那边。
So in Psalms chapter 23,
说神要领我们到可安歇的水边。
So he leads us to the green water, green pastures and still water.
他要让我们躺卧在青草地上。
That he wants to lead us on these green pastures.
那我们如果没有办法相信。
What if we don't believe?
如果我们在路上，我们就觉得说，我就没有看到，那我怎么能够相信的话
？If we don't believe and we're halfway there, how do I believe?
你看很多的人在沙漠当中就是这样子，一直不断的跑跑跑，跑到最后就 走不出这个沙漠。
So a lot of people go haywire in the desert and they can't escape the desert.
因为在那样的荒乱当中，自己是看不清楚的。
At that time, you can't see clear for yourself.
也许这个帮助就在旁边，但是看不见。
But maybe it's right next to you, but you still can't see it.
第三节他说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名领导我走义路。
Verse 3, he stored my soul, he guides me to the path of righteousness.
这里告诉我们说要走义路。
He says that we have to write the path of righteousness.
其实很多的人走的路都是自己不知道的路。
A lot of people walk on a path of unknown.
因为我们都以为说，大家都走的这个路应该是最安全的。
We always walk, think, feel like this is the safest route.
所以主耶稣在福音书当中说，领到灭亡的那个路是大的，门是宽的。
We talk about, God always talks about that our path is very wide and very long.
但是这里圣经告诉我们说，神会引导我们走义路。
In here it says, He leads me on the path of righteousness.
我们来看诗篇的第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇
Psalm chapter 1.
我们来看诗篇第一篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。这个诗篇的第一篇第一节说，我们不要跟那些恶人一样。
It says that we don't be like the wicked people.
不要听从他们的计谋
，nor stand in the path of the sinners。
不要去站在他们的道路上
，walk in the counsel of the wicked。
也不要去坐他们的座位
，nor sit in the seat of scoffers。
来看第六节
，verse 6。
第六节说，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish。
所以。神为什么要带我们走义路
？So why does God lead us to the right passage of righteous？
因为那是神要我们走的路。
This is what God intended us to walk through。
但是我们看到很多的人却不是这样子。
We see a lot of people is doesn't want to do this。
我们来看以赛亚书的五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53。
以赛亚书五十三章，我们来看第六节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6。
五十三章的第六节说：“我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。”这里就讲到说，羊会走错路。
It says that all the sheep have will go astray.
在新约当中，主耶稣也曾经讲过这个迷羊的一个比喻。
In the New Testament, it talks about the comparison of the sheep.
说有一个人有100只羊，如果走失了一只，他会去很辛苦的把它找回来。
Say a shepherd if have 100 sheep, if one is missing, he'll go all the way to find that one missing sheep.
那当牧人把这个迷失的羊找回来的时候，他是非常的欢喜快乐。
So when he found that missing sheep, he was very joyous.
因为在旷野当中，有时候羊会走自己的路。
Sometimes in the barren land, the sheep walks by itself.
就像刚才在以赛亚书里面说的，我们如羊偏行己路。
It says that the sheep will go astray.
羊很调皮，有时候会这样子跑来跑去。
Sheep, they are very active, they will run around.
没有注意的时候走错了。
If it's not cautious, they'll go the wrong way.
那走错的时候，那就会非常非常的辛苦。
And it will. We have to work very hard to get them back.
那我们回到这个诗篇的二十三篇的第四节。
Let's come back to Psalm chapter 23, verse 4.
二十三篇第四节。
Chapter 23, verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, you comfort me.
我想在大卫的这个一生当中，他经历过这样的事情非常的多次。
So we know that David has encountered these occurrences many times in his life.
死荫的幽谷。
Life will contain hardship.
就是他面临的死亡的威胁。
So he's meaning life and death.
在很多次的当中，他被敌人这样一直追赶，一直追赶。
Through many times that he has been chased by his enemies.
我的印象很深刻，就是他躲到这个山洞里面去。
One that's very memorable is that he hid in the cave.
那扫罗正好也到那他的附近来。
So King Saul was also around him.
那种接近死亡的感觉
，and that near death experience。
哦，在他的诗篇二十三篇里面，他却说，他虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
So here he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
那为什么他能够不怕遭害呢？
Why does David feel no evil?
这里说，因为你与我同在。
He said, because you are with me.
哦，他知道说神跟他同在。
He knows that God is with him.
哦，那他为什么知道神跟他同在呢？
Then how do you know that? How does he know that God is with him?
哦，他说你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod, your staff, they comfort me.
哦。牧羊人的杖，牧羊人的竿，就是牧羊人 他在牧羊的时候的工具。
So these are the tools of the shepherd.
拿来帮助他走路的拐杖。
So the staff that helps him walk.
帮助他防身的简单武器。
That helps him protect himself.
有时候他也用这个杖杆来树立他的威严。
So this is also his way to exercise his power.
当他发出一个声音，让羊听得见。
So makes a sound.So the sheep will hear him.
甚至羊很调皮的时候，拿来用它来做管教。
So he also used this to punish the sheep.
所以平常羊碰到这个杖啊，这个杆的时候，可能不是一个很愉快的经验。
So when the sheep experience the staff or these rod, it's not a pleasant experience.
会觉得敬畏，会觉得害怕。
They will fear the rod.
然后他会觉得说，这个管教会让他觉得不舒服。
They feel the discipline is very uncomfortable.
但是当这个危险临到的时候
，So when danger arises,
在黑暗当中
，So in darkness,
在这个充满了这个不确定的当中
，So through uncertainty,
如果他能够抓到了这个牧羊人的杖，牧羊人的竿。
So he's able to feel the shepherd's rod and staff.
他能够听到那个声音。
He's able to hear this voice.
他能够碰到这个杖，碰到这个杆。
He's able to feel the staff with the rod.
他就知道说这个牧羊人跟他同在。
That the shepherd is with him.
我们也是一样。
We are the same.
在我们的信仰生活当中，我们有时候会觉得说神的管教有太多余了。
Through our life, we feel like sometimes God's discipline is too much.
我们有时候会觉得说教会里面的这些人关心太多了。
We feel like a lot of people care too much through church.
我做什么生意，这个教会都要来管一管，真是太麻烦了。
Whatever business I am, the church always want to intervene.
但是在一些情况当中，我们也许会觉得说，旁边有这些人，旁边有神跟我同在。我觉得就是很平安。
But we should take a look at to see that God is with us and is near us. We should be comforted.
就像这些羊，它平常可能不会有这样的感觉。
Just like the sheep, sometimes they don't feel like this.
但是当有这些野兽出现的时候
，So when these beasts come through,
有牧羊人的杖，牧羊人的竿
having the shepherd's staff and rod,
他才会觉得说，让他觉得很安全。
That they will feel safe.
在我们的生活当中，可能我们也会遇到有一些困境，有一些逆境。
In our life, we also contain hardship.
那我们看到这个第五节
，verse 5.
在二十三篇的第五节说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me, presence my enemy. You have anointed my head, oil my cup overflows.
所以不是只有这个青草地跟溪水旁。
It's not just green pastures and still water.
在大卫的这个一生的回忆当中
，through David's memories through his life.
他曾经面临很强大的敌人
，that he faced many enemies.
这些敌人像哥利亚，那是大家都看到就非常的害怕。
It's just like Goliath. When everybody sees him, they are very scared.
一出来，整个以色列人当中没有一个人敢出去跟他挑战。
Not one Israelite dared to challenge Goliath.
在这个扫罗的追赶当中，大卫也只能够不断的逃跑。
Through Saul's chasing, he still continues to run and flee.
所以他一生当中有面对很多这样的敌人。
That David has faced many enemies in his life.
但他最后他可以这样做一个这样的结论。
So that's why he makes this conclusion.
说在这么多的敌人面前
，Through all these presence of enemies,
神是他的牧者。
You are my shepherd.
那神为我预备了宴席。
Everything that you have prepared for me.
在那些敌人都在我的面前，在准备要攻击我的当下。
So under all the attack from my enemies,
我却从神那边领受了很多的福气。
That I'm able to receive many graces from you.
我们常常也都不会觉得说我们正在领受福气。
Sometimes we don't feel like we're getting grace from God.
好，我们常常都觉得说理所当然。
It feels like it's take things for granted.
每天过着这样一样的生活啊，过着觉得说生活好单调，好无聊。
We feel very singular through our life.
什么时候你会觉得说你有从神那边得到很多福气呢？
When do you feel like you've received many graces from God?
当你失去的时候
，When you lose everything，
哦，当你的身体开始不健康的时候
，When you're ill and not healthy，
哦，比如说我们有一天摔断了腿
，When you break a leg，
哦，那摔断腿之后才发现说，啊，我平常这个腿好好的时候，我是多么的幸福啊
！So when we are full health， we feel like we are very blessed。
原来我都忘记说我两条腿这样可以移动、可以走路，是多大的恩典
Forgot that we can walk with both legs. That's a big blessing.
哦，有时候我们一根手指头受伤的时候
，Sometimes one of our fingers gets hurt.
哦，要拿东西都不方便
，That we're unable to pick up anything.
哦，碰到就会痛
，And we touch it, it's in pain.
然后我们才发现说，原来平常神保护着我们，保护得那么好
，So we feel like blessed that God always protects us.
哦，所以这些敌人的出现。
So when these enemies arise,
有时候是这个福气的开始。
So this is when the blessing starts.
第一个就是让我们想起来说，原来平常神都在看顾保护着我们。
We have to remember that God is always with us and helping us.
当我们无灾无病的时候，原来这个就是这么大的福气。
When we're not going through any discomfort, this is the biggest blessing.
然后每一次经历这些敌人的攻击挑衅之后
，and through the instigation and attack from enemies,
神给我们更多的福气。
God also gave us even more blessings,
让我们更加的强大。
That are to grow within.
比如说这个以色列国，他们在很多的战役当中
，through a lot of wars through the Israelites.
每一次的打仗可能让他的领土又更增加了一些。
So they grow with territory through wars.
因为神跟他同在。
Because God is with them.
所以我们不要认为说一定都要一帆风顺这样子。
We don't have to think that everything has to be smooth sailing.
可能会有一些这个事情那个事情的出现。
There must be a lot of occurrences in our life.
好，然后在第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着。
Verse 6, surely God and mercy should follow me all the days of my life.
而且我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
要能够一生一世的在神的爱中。
That we have to be in God's love forever.
我们来看犹大书。
Judah.
犹大书的二十节。
Chapter 20.Verse 20.
犹大书的二十节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己，藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。”这个是犹大书的作者在勉励大家。
And this is when Jude was trying to talk to everybody.
告诉我们说要保守自己，藏在神的爱中。
That we have to be beloved, building ourselves on the most hope.
那我们如何的保守自己藏在神的爱中呢
？How to be in God's love？
在二十节这边讲到说，要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
It says in verse 20, build yourself upon the most your faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就借着祷告，借着聚会，让我们在真道上面能够得到造就。
That we have to hold service and we have to pray.
然后在二十节。也后面也说要在圣灵里祷告。
And it says that we have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以不只是在道理上面造就自己。
That we have to build ourselves upon holy faith.
更要在圣灵里面这样子祷告。
We also have to pray through Holy Spirit.
那这样子就能够保守我们自己能够藏在神的爱中。
That we will remain in Lord's love.
然后我们仰望神的怜悯一直到永生。
Will experience His mercy, goodness, and merciness.
那大卫在这个诗篇二十三篇的第六节这边也是告诉我们说，我们如何让恩惠慈爱随着我们呢
？In verse 6, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy should follow me all the days of my life."
我们就是保守自己在神的爱中。
That we have built our love upon God.
所以我们要对这个诗篇二十三篇有一个。更多的认识
So we have to be even more familiarized with Chapter 23.
好，我们不是只有在期待说，这个青草地、溪水旁这样子而已。
We're not just expecting green pastures and still water.
好，我们也要想到说，我们所走的是不是他领导我们所走的义路上面。
We have to think about if this is the path of righteousness through God.
好，那我们要想到说，当我们经过一些困难、一些死因幽谷的时候，我们能不能感觉到神与我们同在？
And we have to also experience when we're experiencing things through hardship, will God still be with us?
好，然后当我们遇到有敌人在我们的面前的时候
，And we see that when we're faced with enemies.
好，那我们也要想到说，有神为我们摆设宴席。
We will also think that Lord will provide us with everything.
好，那神会用各样的机会让我们得到满满的福气。
His blessing exceeds what we ask for and imagine.
好，然后我们要保守我们自己在神的爱中，这样子我们就能够像诗篇二十三篇所说的。
We have to build our love around God, just like in Psalm chapter 23.
好，那主是我们的牧者。
God is our shepherd.
好，主耶稣在新约当中也这样子再一次强调。
Also in New Testament, also emphasize this.
好，我们来看约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第十章，我们来看第十一节。
John chapter 10 verse 11。
十一节说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
I'm good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
好，这是主耶稣在世上在传福音的时候对大家所宣告的。
So this is when God was passing gospel and he was trying to send this message to everyone.
好，在前面的一节就是在第十章的第十节。
In chapter 10 verse 10.
哦，他说：“我来了是要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。”
That we will, the thief comes to, come to they will life and it will be abundant.
哦，他主耶稣来到这个世上
，When Jesus Christ came to this world.
哦，他要做他的羊群的牧人。
So he wants to be the shepherd of us.
哦，他要让他的羊群得到生命，而且是更丰盛的生命。
He wants to give us abundance of life.
哦，并且他说他是一个好牧人
，that he is a good shepherd，
啊、哦，是一个会为羊舍命的好牧人
，a good shepherd that lays down his life for the shepherd。
哦，当危险临到的时候，他不会丢下羊不顾。
So when danger arises, he won't flee for himself。
哦，所以我们应该知道说，我们如果是主的羊，那我们是非常的平安的。
So we should know that for God's sheep, that we are all very comforted and safe。
但是我们如何能够一直成为主的羊不改变呢
？How will always be God's sheep and not change？
我们来看第十章的第十四节
，Chapter 10 verse 14。
好，第十章的第十四节说：“我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。”
I'm a good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me.
好，这边就讲到了这个牧人跟羊之间。有一个非常好的关系
，that we can talk about the sheep and the shepherd have a really good relationship。
哦，就是互相的认识
，that they're able to understand each other。
哦，在诗篇二十三篇里面，为什么大卫能够觉得这么平安
？So how come through in Psalm David can feel so calm？
哦，因为他认识他的牧羊人是谁
，he understand who his shepherd is。
哦，耶和华是我的牧者
，Jesus is his shepherd。
哦，我必不致缺乏。
He knows who he's able to。
然后，这个当然神也认识他。
So God always knows him.
那什么叫做认识呢
？So what does it mean to know？
哦，认识不是说只有知道名字而已。
It's not just be known by name.
哦，也知道说这个人他的想法。
Also the what he's thinking.
哦，我们都会说一个人认识另外一个人，他认识有多深。
We all need to how deep one knows each other.
哦，只是知道他的八卦，这样叫做认识吗？
Do we understand his gossip? Do we really know him?
哦，还是说我们知道他对一个事情的看法，对一个人的想法
？Or do we understand his perspectives?
哦，当一个问题下来的时候，我们知道他会如何反应。
When something arises, we understand how he will react.
哦，当我们对一个人认识越多的时候，我们越知道他在想什么。
So when we know this person, we truly understand what this person thinks.
哦，所以我们说我们认识神。
So when we say we understand God,
哦，神认识我们
，and God knows me,
哦，神知道所有的事情，所以他当然知道我们。
God knows everything, so of course God knows.
哦，但我们知道神吗
？Do we really know God?
哦，其实我们对神的认识，很多人都说啊，认识的不多啦。
A lot of people say, no, I really don't understand God that much.
哦，可能我们不晓得神的所有的计划。
We don't understand God's plans.
哦，我们不晓得说神。 计划这个世界未来要如何。
We don't understand what God will do in the future.
但是我们知道神要我们做什么。
But we understand what God wants us to do.
当我们在过每一天的生活的时候。
When we go through our daily life.
我们怎么做是神会喜悦的。
What will make us God joyous.
就是尽我们的本分。
That we'll do, try our best.
尽我们在信仰上面所知道所了解的。
Try our best through our faith, to do our best.
做一个神所喜悦的信徒。
To make God joyous.
就是这样子这么简单。
That's simple as that.
我们可能不知道说我们要这个买哪一个股票。
We probably don't know which stock to pick.
可以赚最多的钱。
To make the most money.
我们可能不知道说读哪一个学校会得到这个最好的工作。
Or to go to which school to have the best job.
我们可能不知道说选哪一个工作可以让我这个每天这个最幸福快乐。
Or pick what occupation to have the better future.
但神要我们做的是什么？
But what does God want us to do?
就是走在他要我们走的这个道路上面。
Just walk on the path that he has laid out for us.
所以这个十四节说我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
It says, I know my sheep, they know me.
我们要努力追求认识主。
We have to constantly try to know who God is.
我们再看第十章的二十七节。
Chapter 10, verse 27.
第十章二十七节说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他，他们也跟着我。
My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
这边就讲到说，这个羊是会跟着这个牧人的。
That we know that the sheep will follow the shepherd.
为什么我们可以在主里面很平安
？Why can we be so peaceful in God's grace?
因为我们会注意听他的声音。
Because we'll listen to his voice.
我们不会去听别人的声音。
We won't listen to others' voice.
在这个世界上面有各式各样的声音在让我们听到。
There are many voices to be heard in this world.
很多的想法在灌输着我们。
A lot of things try to influence us.
那我们知不知道哪一些是来自神的声音呢？
Do we know which one comes from God?
这里告诉我们说，我们会听神的声音。
That we'll listen to God's voice.
所以神会认识着我们。
God will know who we are.
而且我们会跟着他跟得很紧。
We'll follow him and follow him very closely.
那这样的结果是什么？
And what is the result of this?
二十八节这样说。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I will give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
这就是我们在这个好牧人的手里面。
So we're in the hands of the good shepherd.
因为我们跟着他。
Because we follow him.
因为我们认识他。
Because we know him.
所以他会把永生赐给我们。
So he will give us eternal life.
那他也会保护着我们。
That he will always protect us.
没有人能够把我们从他的手中夺去。
That no one will snatch him out of my hand.
所以我们从这个地方，我们看到在新约当中，主耶稣在把这个牧羊人跟羊的关系再讲一次。
In the New Testament, we can see that the relationship of sheep and shepherd.
我们如何能够让他成为我们的好牧人
？How do we be the sheep of a good shepherd?
我们有我们该做的事情。
There's things that we need to do.
我们要保守在主的爱中。
That we have to be embraced by God's love.
那如何的保守？其实也很简单。
It's actually very simple.
我们要认识他。
We have to know who God is.
我们要听他的声音。
We have to listen to his voice.
我们要跟着他往前走。
We have to follow him and move forward.
那当然我们会知道说，其实在这个整个的过程当中，有时候不是那么顺利。
Sometimes we have to understand that it doesn't go always according to plan.
很多的人都喜欢走自己的道路。
A lot of people like to walk their own path.
很多人都觉得说，我明明就感觉到不一样。
I feel sometimes we feel like we feel differently.
但是我们求主能够帮助我们。
That we pray to God that He can help us.
在创世纪当中有一个人物我们非常的熟悉。
In Genesis, there's a person that we are very familiar with.
就是雅各。
Jacob.
雅各在他要离世之前，他这样说。
When before Jacob passed, this is what he said.
我们来看创世纪的四十八章。
Genesis verse chapter 48.
创世纪的四十八章，请看第十六节。
Chapter 48, verse 16.
对不起，我们从十五节开始看。
We start chapter 15.
好，不是创世纪的四十八章第十五节。
Genesis chapter 48 verse 15.
四十八章的第十五节，他就给约瑟的祝福说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。”好，这里说，他现在要祝福了。
Oh, so he's talk about the he blessed Joseph.
好，那他要祝福的时候，他的祷告的对象是谁
？The people that he was praying for.
哦，他说是我祖父亚伯罕的神。
And it's talk about my fathers Abraham and Isaac.
也是我父亲的神。
And also the God of my father.
哦，那这个神是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
It's the God who has been shepherd all my life to this day.
那我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
哦，十六节说救赎我脱离一切患难的那个使者，赐福给这两个童子。哦，他说他现在祝福这个约瑟的两个孩子。
He wants to bless Isaac's two sons.
哦，他祷告的对象。
And the people that he was praying for.
这个神是他的祖父的神，他的父亲的神，也是牧养他一生的神。
And the God that has been shepherding him his whole life.
哦，并且救赎他脱离一切患难的。
That was filled with hardship and that was able to escape him.
哦，雅各的事迹记载在创世纪当中。
Jacob's story was here in Genesis.
哦，我们知道他在年轻的时候他是靠着自己。
We know that when he was young, he was relying on himself.
哦，他用诡计去骗到长子的名分。
That he was able to be the eldest son.
哦，他用诡计骗到他父亲的祝福。
That he was able to cheat and receive his father's blessings.
哦，然后他那个时候还不认识神。
At the time, he didn't know who God was.
在他还不认识神的时候，他就是用自己的方法在做事情。
Before he knew God, he was using his way to do things.
哦，等到他认识神以后，
When he knew God,
他又花了好几十年的时间。
And he spent many years.
哦，让这个神哦能够跟他的关系变得更加的密切。
That he was able to build a relationship with God.
他能够逐渐的把靠自己一直变成能够依靠神。
That he came from relying on himself to relying on God.
他的一生也是充满了各样的辛苦。
That he also go through many hardship in his life.
特别是当他用他自己的诡计、用他的手段的时候
，especially using his own trickery.
就每天过着那种欺骗与被欺骗的生活
，and using a life of deceit.
一直到他真的完全能够靠神以后
，that he was able to fully rely on God。
哦，那这个时间他才能够这样子说，这个是一生牧养他一直到那一天的神。
That he was the God that has shepherded him till this day。
哦，其实，在他年轻的时候，他还不认识神。
So when he was young, he didn't know who God was.
哦，但是神认识他。
But God knew who he is.
哦，神已经在看顾带领他了。
God was already looking after him.
等到他开始认识神。
When he knew God.
哦，一开始那个认识也是不多。
Then the relationship wasn't very deep.
哦，可能也是用他的方式，用他的想象来认识这个神。
He was using his own way to understand God.
哦，但是在这么长的时间当中，他们的关系逐渐建立起来。
But after many years, they established a good relationship.
哦，他才发现说，这个神哦，就像是一个牧羊人一样，在牧养着他。
It feels like this relationship that this person, this God, is like a shepherd.
哦，并且救赎他脱离一切的患难。
That he was able to leave all the stuff in his life.
哦，然后到了那一天，好，到了最后，他要离开世界的那一天。
Even before he died.
好，那终于他能够得到这样的结论。
That he was able to reach this conclusion.
好，那对我们来说，我们从圣经的这些事迹、这些人物当中，我们可以学到什么
？From all these Bible verses, from all these people and events, what can we learn from the Bible?
好，有简单的路，也有困难的路。
There's very some harshness, and there's something that's very easy.
哦，如果你要用自己的方式过着很辛苦的路，也是一种方式。
If you want to use your own way and go through hardship, that is also another path.
哦，如果你要走简单的路
，If you want to walk a simpler path,
顺服他
then follow God.
啊，让他来带领着我们。
Let God lead the way.
啊，我们把所有的忧愁患难都卸给他。
That all the different hardship we rely on God.
啊，让他来帮我们解决，那是一个最轻松、最简单的道路。
Let God resolve all the hardship in our life. That's the easiest path.
啊，所以主是我们的牧者吗？
God is our shepherd.
啊，主是我们的牧者。
God is our shepherd.
啊，愿主帮助带领着我们。
All God leads us.
啊，愿我们大家都能够在主的看顾带领之下。
That we can be in God's grace.
啊，跟着他走到那可安歇的水边。
Follow his path to the green pastures.